Utah Governor Spencer Cox has signed House Bill 267 into law, a controversial measure that takes away the collective bargaining rights of public employee unions. Many union workers voiced their concerns and urged Cox to veto the bill, which they contend would damage unions. But the bill's sponsor, Republican Representative Jordan Tusher, says he's heard from many teachers and other public sector workers in the right-to-work state who weren't part of a union and felt they didn't have a voice. He says now the bill will allow them to negotiate their own employment terms.
Teachers talked about where they had an idea, a change that they wanted in insurance as an example, and they went to the administration to ask them about that. And the administration said, well, you're going to have to go talk to the union about it. And so they go to the union to talk about it. And the union says, well, you're not a member. We don't really care what you think.
Tusher contends the law will make public employers' wages and benefits more competitive. He adds employers will continue to value and listen to the priorities of union leaders, as they'll still represent a significant portion of workers. In a statement, the Utah Education Association, a union which represents 18,000 public school teachers, said they're not letting the setback stop them and say this moment reinforces the importance of unions. While lawmakers considered a compromise, they couldn't reach an alternative. In a statement, Cox said, quote, Utah has long been known as a state that can work together to solve difficult issues. I'm disappointed that in this case, the process did not ultimately deliver the compromise that at one point was on the table and that some stakeholders had accepted. End quote. Tusher argues no one worked harder than he did to reach that compromise.
I met daily, multiple times a day with different union leaders to try to get to the end of the row, something that the Senate could be comfortable with and the House could be comfortable with that was short of the ban.
Tusher contends public employees that like their unions are going to continue being members and have unions advocate on their behalf. But labor groups fear if public entities were resistant to listening to concerns before, now they likely won't listen to a single employee. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.